mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends. All the great stations out there that pick up the broadcast. I know some of you just joined us. Already into the third hour. We're talking to John Perkins, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, on many of the bestseller charts. In fact, number one on quite a few of them. He joins us for the next 30 minutes. He's been with us for the last 30. I know there's a lot of callers want to talk to Mr. Perkins, and we'll take a question or a comment from those callers coming up in the next segment. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And, of course, my websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Why do I call it Prison Planet? Because the globalists don't want any competition to what they're doing, and they're creating a global police state and a global army to march in and do whatever they want. John Perkins, for those who just joined us, in about 60 seconds, again, tell us who you are, why you've written the book, and then I've got some other questions for you.
Well, I was an economic hitman who was very much behind building this empire that you've just described, and I finally came clean and wrote the book because I realized after 9/11 that we have to change this world. I have a 22-year-old daughter, and I want to turn this around. We're in a position today where we really can turn this around. The book describes the shadow side of foreign policy, but it ends on a very optimistic note. I'm optimistic that we can turn things around, but with people like you, Alex, out there, and your radio show, we're going to turn it around.
Now, in a thumbnail sketch, this international cartel of private interest, I wouldn't describe them as free market. I mean, I would describe it as operating as like a giant risk game, like they're trying to dominate and control, and, I mean, as you said, economic hitman, that this is economic warfare, that this is about consolidation, and that they don't care how many millions starve or who loses their pension or anything.
You're absolutely right. It's colonialism at its worst, and it's done extremely subtly. In the past, empires were built with a combination of a commercial interest and the military. The military basically oversaw everything. But this empire, since World War II, has been built largely without the military. The military only comes in as a step of last resort, as in Iraq. But most of the empire has been built simply through economic hitmen, through the commercial side. It's been very, very subtle.
Well, Professor Barnett at the Naval War College openly says that now in the, quote, fourth phase of globalism, the military is going to have to come in and mop up and also fight the mounting resistance to it. And then he openly said, on C-SPAN in front of all this Pentagon brass, we work for Wall Street. We're building a world government. Why do you think they're getting so open about it?
Because I think it's becoming very clear. You mentioned Stiglitz. Ken Rogoff, who was a chief economist at the World Bank after him, wrote a scathing rebuttal to some of Stiglitz's work after Stiglitz came out with it. I was on a television show about a month ago with Ken Rogoff, who's now a professor at Harvard, has left the World Bank. I thought we were going to have a very heated debate, but during he didn't debate me. And during a break, I asked him, "Well, when's this going to get hot, Ken? When are you going to start denying saying what I'm saying isn't true?" And he says, "I can't say it's not true." And he's now come out in favor of not having the World Bank give loans. He's basically turned a big corner himself.
Why are so many people doing that?
I think they're seeing what they've created. That a lot of these people were like me, were somewhat in denial during the time, but the world has now become a place where it's very hard for people who are in those positions.
So it's kind of like the Emperor's New Clothes. So many people have said, "Hey, he's naked."
Great analogy. Yeah.
I mean, I would go back to people saying, "Hey, the world's flat," and you were a kook if you said it was round, and then suddenly one day everybody knew it was round.
Exactly. But it took a while for them to come out and actually admit it was round, even when they actually knew it was round, if you know what I mean. They were still sort of living in the idea of a flat world, even if they knew it was round.
Well, as an economist, I want to get your forecast for the paradigm shift, or will the globalists be able to hold it back with terrorism?
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I don't come at it from a left or right position. Sorry. That's a fraud. 100 years ago, they didn't talk about the right or the sinister. That's the left. They talked about freedom versus slavery. And it doesn't matter what big fat politician we're looking at. In most of the countries of the world, they're bought and paid for by the same interests that are not free market, that are threatened by any independence, threatened by anyone having wealth that isn't controlled by them. And we've got to stop it. I know we got loaded phone lines, Mark and Sherry and Mike and Gene, everybody else. Your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. Later, I'm going to air about a little 5-minute tribute to the Pulitzer Prize-winning researcher and journalist Gary Webb that GNN TV did, just the audio from it. It's excellent. And also that little news piece about, well, troops obviously dying from depleted uranium. So that's coming up in the last 30 minutes. I've got to get this guy back on. He's just amazing. Confessions of an Economic Hitman is the book. You need a copy. Available where all fine books are sold. He's John Perkins. And he's, again, right on the money with my years of research from the outside of this and many of the experts who've been on the inside. And the way he describes the NSA coming in, out of college, recruiting him, doing the psychological test, then putting him into this investment firm, slowly basting him in the wickedness, seducing him over, then having him go out and seduce a bunch of others to go around the world and basically bring down these third world economies and consolidate them on loans that were never meant or never designed to be paid back. And old-fashioned slavery, John, old-fashioned slavery, they had to at least feed the slaves. With this new system, it seems like they don't even care about the population as long as they've got control of all the resources, and they'll just get the resources, in the case of Argentina, turn the water off, turn the fuel off, triple the prices, until the middle class is literally out. There was one article in the Washington Post where a cattle trailer dumped over, and formerly middle-class families were running up, slashing off pieces of raw beef, gobbling it. I mean, that's how bad this gets.
Yeah, well, as I said earlier, 24,000 people starve to death every single day. It's real slavery. There's no question about it. And it's been being done extremely subtly. In the old days, you know, we knew that the armies were going out and conquering other countries. People were aware that slave traders were going into Africa and pulling the slaves out and putting them on ships, and they could see them marching through the streets, and they justified that. They found all kinds of reasons to justify it, including saying that these people were subhuman, that we needed to Christianize them and everything else. But
I hear that a lot today about the Arabs.
Yeah, exactly. And yet today it's so much more subtle. You know, we're not aware because it's not physical in that way. It's being done through the economic system rather than through armies and chains and swords for the most part. The military, the violence only comes in as a last resort. As I describe in the book, when economic hitmen fail, the next step is the CIA-sanctioned jackals.
Now, that's a key point, because we really see them being employed and out in the open for the first time in Iraq with these private hit teams and private torture squads. Tell us about that.
Well, the jackals have been around for a long time. When I failed as an economic hitman in Panama, they assassinated Omar Torrijos. Yes, there's a lot of them in Iraq. I have a very good friend who's been a jackal for a long time who's over there right now making a great deal of money. These people are not on any list of military. They work for firms that are often offshore firms. They don't pay taxes. And they do the things that our military is prohibited under law from doing, such as torture, such as assassination, such as murder. This goes on all the time. Americans need to know about this.
Just a few weeks ago, I saw a mainstream article out of Argentina where different U.S. corporations or offshore corporations are hiring hundreds of the former leaders of Latin American death squads to actually take them to Iraq.
Yeah, they've been recruiting, and I've been reading that too. I don't have any inside information, but I've seen this in the press where they've been recruiting people from Chile, Argentina, and several other South American countries who worked under right-wing dictators in the past and now are being recruited to go into Iraq.
Some people say, well, good, these people are evil terrorists, but the worst Islamic regimes, our government props them up. And then just goes after the weak countries.
It's a shame that our government lies to us so profusely, telling us that they're doing things in the name of democracy throughout Saddam Hussein, and they want to have these upcoming elections in the name of democracy. At the same time, they instigated a coup against the democratically elected president, Hugo Chavez, in Venezuela. We threw out the democratically elected president of Iran back in the 50s. We threw out the democratically elected president of Chile.
I want to stop you right there, because people probably don't know this, but I heard the grandson of FDR, who ran the operation, in 53 in Iran. He was anti-communist, pro-West, and here are the criminals bragging on NPR, but very proud of themselves, and he just wanted 30% of the oil money for the people. And so they hired thousands of thugs to shoot and bomb and then blamed it on him. And then they were admitting they did this, carried out terror attacks, blamed it on him, and then put the princeling, the Shah, in, who set up all the torture chambers and the rest of it. One of those torturers was, of course, Chalibi, who they tried to have be the head guy of Iraq.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's not like it was some evil commie or, you know, some excuse to go into Iran. This was a good guy.
Oh, absolutely. It'd been Time Magazine's Man of the Year, and he was being held up as a great example of how democracy was going to be pervasive in the Middle East and much of the world in 1951, when Mossadegh, you're talking about, was elected. But then he turned against the oil companies and said, at that point, the oil companies were taking about 85% of all the oil money out of Iran, and he said, that's not fair. Our country deserves more of this money from our own resources. So he was demanding that they pay more or threatening to nationalize them.
But what's the policy? I mean, it's not just turning a corner and people being good guys. going public with this. That's not what Barnett and others are doing. I literally heard all in a two-part series on NPR a few months ago where they came out and bragged about it like they were good and admitted that our government murdered people and blamed it on Mossadegh.
Really? Who admitted that?
It was an interview with FDR's grandson who ran the operation.
Kermit Roosevelt. He actually Teddy Roosevelt's grandson, yes.
Excuse me, I apologize. You're right.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, it was Kermit Roosevelt and two other guys. I mean, I'm sorry you didn't hear that, but why? I was literally sitting in my car outside Home Depot listening to the 15-minute piece. Next time I heard the second part, why on earth would they be just bragging about it?
I can't imagine. I really can't.
It might have been an old interview. He might even be dead. I don't know.
I think Kermit Roosevelt died in 2000. I was going to say that, but I don't have that information in front of me, but that's my recollection. So it might have been an old interview, but I still can't imagine why he would have admitted to that.
It blew me away. I mean, I had read that and knew that, but...
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. Since I wrote the book, one of the key characters in the book, the man who recruited me for Charles T. Maine, Ina Grieve, who I talk about in the book, has contacted me, written me an amazing letter, where he's admitted to a great many things too, and says that, you know, what the things I say in the book are true. He's substantially what I said, and he's in his letters he's told me an awful lot more about things that he did in Asia and so on in connection with the CIA. I'm very shocked that he wrote the letter, and at the end he said he was thinking of writing a book, which I'm very much encouraging him to do. It is possible that even people like Kermit Roosevelt have had a catharsis, that they wanted to confess. And I think that that's a very important part of this process, that we, if people like Kermit and like Ina Grieve and like me and others can really start talking about this, and at the same time you get people like Stiglitz and Rogoff speaking out against the system, things will change.
Well, exactly, and I want to start taking some calls, but a point I wanted to add to that is we interviewed Charlotte Iserby, who was the number two in the Department of Education for Reagan. Her father was Skull and Bones. And was a Bohemian Grove member, and she talked about his deathbed confession and basically crying over what he'd been involved in and wouldn't give any more. But so many times, though, these guys, wait until they're dying to finally have the conversion, which is better late than never, but why not do it earlier?
Well, exactly. I'm glad I did it when I did. Hopefully I've got a lot more years left in me to write more.
Well, that was my last question. Have you been threatened?
I haven't been overtly threatened at this point in time, but I've been, let's say, harassed. I'm sure my phones are tapped. Every time I go to an airport security check, I get pulled aside and frisked and go through the whole check, at least most every time these days.
And they put you on that watch list, yeah. Well, why don't we just say hi to the people listening or the folks that listen to the computer tapes later. Do you like the death of 30,000 children a day on your hands? Do you like that, whoever's listening? Because you are part of that. And so you just better wake up. Let's talk to Mark in Wyoming. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I want to thank you for taking my call.
Welcome.
I really think a lot of you and appreciate John. It's a big move for him, I'm sure, and a big gain for us. But I've got two comments I'd like to make, and I'll take your comments off the air.
Okay, go ahead.
Are you aware that the banks are loaning credit, which is illegal? And there's lots of people out there got credit cards, bank loans, student loans, and so forth. And they can stop that collection process by applying the Fair Debt Credit Practices Act, which requires the bank to show them where the money comes from. There was no money involved.
What you're saying is true in many cases, but to talk to our guest about that, the banks aren't even loaning real money. They're loaning credit that's zeros and ones, and now in a lot of lawsuits that's being overturned. Were you aware of that, John?
No, I wasn't.
It's just all part of this leveraging process.
Yeah, it's something that I haven't been involved in personally.
Anything else, Mark? Okay, he's gone. We'll come back and talk to Sherry, Mike, Gene and others for our guests, an incredible interview. I appreciate him joining us and answering all of our questions. Just a real gentleman. We'll come back and continue speaking with our guest, the book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, in bookstores right now.
ahealthylifechoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach?
Wyoming,
hundreds of
Mike
people
in Arizona,
health and wellness
and
using
Keith
light
in Ohio.
Frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed sequences for various health conditions.
It sounds
and
good,
is very
it?
Easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to have our guest till about 40 after this little segment, a little bit into the next segment. Then I'm going to play that tribute to Gary Webb that GNN TV did, Real News Network, and also that Kansas City news piece about depleted uranium deaths. Let's go through the calls. Sherry in Oregon, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex, and hello, Mr. Perkins, and congratulations on regaining your integrity. My call isn't specifically to Mr. Perkins, but it's kind of overall. It's about enslavement. And I'm a Canadian citizen living here in America, and I came here because of the Constitution. And I just want to make a few points about Canada and going to Canada and living there. First off, you have a 15% sales tax. If you make over and above $56,000, you're paying basically 60% of your income to the government. Cost of living is very expensive. A pair of shoes and pants will cost you almost $200. Their insurance corporation, everything is tied in. So if you make an error anywhere, if you have a speeding ticket, you won't be able to insure your car, you won't register it, you won't be able to drive.
And the reason she's saying this is a caller before you came on, Mr. Perkins, was saying, should I run to Canada? And then that's the problem. This is really a global system, is it not?
Yes, it is.
Exactly.
Your comments on the whole Patriot Act and the national ID card, all of this police state stuff that's being put in place here, why do you think they're doing that, John?
Well, it's all part of this empire building, the thing that you've been talking about, what you're calling globalization. You know, it's an attempt to really create a huge empire that's under the control of a very few people. And it's something that we just can't let happen.
Yep. Anything else, Sherry?
We can't run away from it, incidentally. Running to Canada or running anywhere else is not the solution. The solution is to face it head on.
Absolutely.
Even as our ancestors did back in the 1770s when England was doing something very similar on a
Yeah, that was
scale.
A form of mercantilism. And I was going to say, isn't this really mercantilism? It looks like free market, but it's only special licensees working under the crown. And the crown today are these top 10 global corporations.
Absolutely. It's mercantilism. And it's just a much subtler and a much more effective form than the British ever thought about. And it's time that we stood and fought this system. We can't run away from it. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, Sherry, thanks for the call. I got to let you go. Got a lot of callers. Mike in Arizona. Mike, go ahead.
Hello, it's Keith.
Okay, Keith from Ohio. Go ahead.
Yes, I just started listening to you recently, and I've been praying for you there and so forth, that the Lord will strengthen you to expose this evil. And
thank you.
And make sure you stay in the God's word, you know, and put him first and so forth. You know, America has done a lot of good around the world. And, of course, we've been drifting the last 50 or more years away from God and away from his word. And the Lord said, you know, man shall not live by bread alone. But America is kind of trying to do that. Even probably 75% of the people that consider themselves Christians in the broadest sense, they're deceiving themselves. They're not saved.
No, I agree with you. We're not very Christian in our actions. We talk the talk. We don't walk the walk. Let me get a comment from our guest, John.
No, I agree with you completely. America has done a great deal of good around the world. We still do good around the world, but it's becoming worse and worse and doing less and less good and more bad, and we need to turn that around. We need to go back to our true roots. I'm a deep conservative in that I want to really see this country follow the principles as outlined in our Constitution, which Sherry mentioned earlier, and in our Declaration of Independence, to really go to our deepest values of equality and justice for all.
My main comment was, I was leading into, was that just like everything we have has really been a gift or a grace of the Lord, even the ability to work or to breathe air, and I think he's taking our wealth and taking it away from us and out of our hands. And even sending other people, and just like he's done with ancient Israel when they went away from God. So we need to get back to the...
Well, when you become decadent and corrupt, you get enslaved.
Yep.
Because it takes values to have courage. Thanks for the call.
All right, thanks.
You bet. Really great points. Mike in Arizona will hold you over if need be. Mike, go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Perkins, you mentioned early on that you felt like you were working on behalf of American corporations. Do you really feel like these corporations have any sense of American identity, American citizenship?
Well, you know, corporation is really the people in it, and the people at the top of the corporation will, is a good point that you bring up, Mike, because the people at the top of the corporation will use the laws of whatever land work best for them, and they'll go to that land. I would point out that of the 100 largest economies in the world, 52 of these are corporations, not governments. And out of those 52, 47 are U.S. corporations. So it is very much a U.S. corporate-driven thing. We're like a quarterback. There's others involved, but we're like a quarterback. But you're absolutely right. These corporations incorporate in many different countries and go to whichever one serves their interests the best.
Stay there, Mike. I'll let you finish up in the final segment with our guest on the other side of this quick break. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit ARCInstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I love freedom. I hate bullies and tyranny. And I know that the Global Crime Syndicate, known as the New World Order, wants total control, total consolidation, and is setting up a police state here domestically as well as worldwide. It must be resisted. You must stand against it and get out of your denial and realize how you're compartmentalized and how you're being used as a piston in this machine. Somebody who's done that and gone public is our guest, John Perkins, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. I've just got a few final questions for him and about his best-selling book and the great work he's now doing, but I wanted to let Mike in Arizona as our tail gunner be our last caller. Finish up what you were saying, Mike.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. One other question. Is it your sense that big private investment bankers, probably some names that we've never even heard of, who sit on the boards of these corporations are really kind of at the top of the heap of this criminal syndicate?
Yes. I describe in the book what I call the corporatocracy, which is those big bankers you mentioned, also the heads of big corporations and government. And these people tend to move back and forth between those jobs, as we all know. Robert McNamara was a great example, you know, President of Ford and then Secretary of Defense under Kennedy and Johnson.
What about somebody like Michelle or Wolfensohn?
Wolfensohn comes, you know, President of the World Bank today, comes out of the investment community, international investment community. Yeah, he could be classified in that. I think Wolfensohn's actually got some extremely good ideas, and I wish he'd have a little bit more success in some of the stuff he does. But this, any number of these people, you know, Cheney's a great example, but every administration has had their examples. George Shultz was a great example, President of Bechtel, and then...
Should we take it serious that he's openly pushing Schwarzenegger for president and that he's trying to get the Constitution amended? I mean, when a kingmaker like Shultz is spending all his time with Schwarzenegger, is that a problem?
Of course it's a problem, yes. He is a kingmaker, as you describe it, as is Dick Cheney. And there's a lot of evidence that shows that some of these people actually selected Carter, and because they knew that after what Nixon went through with Watergate, that Ford would not be reelected and no Republican would, so they wanted a very benign Democrat. I think that these kingmakers have a big effect on both parties in a very significant way.
Well, I hope folks take it serious, because the Kennedy biographer is coming out with an authorized book with Schwarzenegger's, quote, plan for the presidency, and they want to use him as an archetypal war king for this empire.
Mm, very interesting.
It sounds crazy, but they're really doing it.
Mm.
Anything else, Mike?
Yeah, one other thing, Mr. Perkins. You said that 9/11 was a turning point for you. What in your opinion, happened on 9/11?
Well, I don't have any inside information about that, and I really hate to speculate on things that I don't know about. I tried in the book to only write about things that I'm 100% sure of, that I experienced myself.
Sure, I appreciate
and can back up with other facts. There's certainly been a lot of very legitimate questions raised, and I can't help but say that on radio shows and at book signings, people are constantly asking me whether I really believe that 19 Arabs, a few of whom were trained, had minimal training as pilots,
couldn't get Cessnas off the ground.
Yeah, directed by a man with a walkie-talkie in a cave in the mountains of Afghanistan, could have really done this without any inside help.
Yeah, how did Bin Laden make NORAD stand down for an hour and a half? How do you make the CIA run drills of the exact same thing happening, the same planes hitting buildings, the same buildings, at the exact same time so NORAD would stand down? How did Bin Laden get his family flown out by George Bush? How did Bin Laden have the codename Tim Osman in the CIA?
These are very legitimate questions, and I have no answer for them. As I said, it would be pure speculation on my part. I think more people need to ask these questions, and I think our government needs to ask these questions. As far as I know, there hasn't been any really serious investigation into what happened on 9/11.
Well, the so-called independent commission was appointed by Bush.
Well, there hasn't been a real police investigation in the way one would occur if a Brinks truck, for example, had been robbed of a few million dollars in Manhattan.
That's right. They wouldn't let anybody photograph the wreckage, and they hauled it off, and the oldest firefighter group in the country said it was a cover-up. Okay, Mike, a really good final question. I'm very glad that you raised that with our guest. Just in closing, Mr. Perkins, author of Confessions of an Economic Hitman in stores now or at Amazon.com, I want to talk about just a few other ways this economic mechanism works. I mean, they take our tax money that was fiat to begin with, they give it to the IMF or World Bank or the Ex-Im Bank or for the OECD or any of these groups. They then take money and give it to third world dictators or third world governments and then come in when they default, and they always default, and grab all of the economic wealth, all the resources. Just a little bit more how that scam works.
Well, it's really kind of a scam that's as old as the ages. It's something the mafia has been doing for years. You put someone in a position where they can't repay what they owe you, and then you demand your pound of flesh. And in this case, the pound of flesh sometimes can be UN votes, sending troops to support us in countries where we want them, like Iraq. And 9 times out of 10, it's also about taking resources from that country. These days, usually oil, but it could be something like the canal in the case of Panama, bauxite. There's many different, basically we control the valuable minerals around the world.
And it's all just zeros and ones and computers. It's all just fiat money.
Well, it's done in dollars at this point, and we make dollars. We print dollars, and dollars aren't backed by anything but our say-so, essentially, and people's confidence in them. So we're able to give out all this money to countries that don't repay their debts. I mean, you'd have to ask yourself, how can somebody keep lending money and not getting the money back? Well, it's quite easy if you print that money. Now, of course, if we should go to the euro or some other currency, and Saddam Hussein threatened to go to the euro, OPEC has threatened to go to the euro, the United States is the largest single debtor country in the world.
Actually, the Arabs have just dumped 15% in the last 2 years of their dollars. Japan's saying they may have to do it. There was a record slide to record levels yesterday. Boy, in fact, that is the final question and the final answer, and I appreciate all your time. What do you see happening in 2005 economically?
Yeah, I can't really predict that, to be honest with you. It's very difficult to say. The economy right now seems to be bounding back. Why is that happening? You know, that's a good question.
Well, the Federal Reserve's printing money hand over fist.
And the House of Saud has kept their commitment, and oil prices are going down once again. So it's really difficult to see where all this is going to take us at this point, and I wouldn't pretend to know that. I'm out of the economic forecasting business.
Well, they could say on the surface it's rebounding, but key indicators like savings and debt ratios in every sector of the economy, things like factories and jobs and even service layoffs, those are all at giant levels. And then they engage in all this economic chicanery and squirreliness where they'll go, well, if you're off the unemployment rolls, then that's someone who's employed. Well, you go off those in less than a year.
Well, that's certainly true. But you know, Alex, when it comes right down to it, you and I don't have a heck of a lot of control over a lot of these things. But what we do have control over is what we buy, and how we express ourselves. And I would just like to encourage everybody out there, all your listeners, to become part of movements, because movements can really create change. They've made huge impacts. Because of movements in this country, women vote today, and they couldn't 100 years ago. Whites ride on the same buses with blacks, which wouldn't have happened 40 years ago. Blacks drink out of water fountains they couldn't have drunken out of before. The Soviet Union collapsed because of movements, not because of the armies, but because of labor unionists, playwrights, and poets who stood up to a regime there. Things happen with movements. We all need to get behind this.
No, you're right. The establishment loves to bark and scream and talk about how big and invincible and we're the Borg, assimilate or die. But I have done over 1,700 radio interviews in the last 3 years, and maybe one caller out of 30 disagrees with me. 6-7 years ago on my own talk show, half the callers disagreed. Now the broadcast is probably 80 times bigger. No one calls in disagreeing. So I've seen the shift, and I think it's an establishment illusion that they're winning.
Well, I agree with you, but we now have to take action. You know, it's like we've done the first step of the program. We've admitted there's a problem. We've confessed. I've confessed. We've all confessed. Now we've got to do something, and the best way, I think, to do that is through organizing ourselves, through supporting. You know, if you don't want to get out and march in the streets, at least give support to a good movement.
Listen, I agree with you. Sir, I can't wait to have you back on the broadcast, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. Plug those two websites for us.
Dreamchange.org, and you can join a great movement there. That's a nonprofit organization that I formed many years ago. And johnperkins.org, where you can find out where I'm speaking, doing book signings, etc.
All right, sir, thank you for going public, and we appreciate you joining us.
Thank you for your show. I appreciate it.
Take care. All right, there goes John Perkins. I don't have a lot of time. I got to go straight to this Gary Webb, murdered, Pulitzer Prize winning, I believe murdered. Very suspicious suicide, they claim. 2 gunshots to the head, confirmed. Here's a GNN-TV tribute to him. We'll try to air all of it. Here it is.
Investigative reporting is being sort of squeezed out of the picture, and I think intentionally, because it tends to ruffle feathers. I mean, good investigative reporting does ruffle feathers, and it draws lawsuits, and it gets newspapers in trouble.
Old pirates, yes, they rob I. Sold I to the merchant ship.
My name is Gary Webb. I am an investigative journalist. I've been an investigative journalist for about 25 years for daily newspapers. And in 1996, I wrote a series of stories entitled Dark Alliance, which was about CIA involvement in drug trafficking. What my story showed was that the cocaine that was being sold in those neighborhoods was coming from mainly one source, And this one source was being used to finance a guerrilla war in Central America. The general idea of the CIA dealing drugs was something that the American mainstream press had never written about before. And that's why it prompted outrage among blacks, among drug reform activists, among politicians, by the CIA, by every federal agency involved in the drug war, because it showed they weren't doing their jobs, that it was a fraud. Right after we published the stories, the support we got from the media was very favorable. Newsweek magazine did a big piece on the story and said it was well documented and well researched. The website was getting like a million hits a day. There were marches in Watts, there were marches in Compton, there were candlelight vigils. Every California senator demanded an official investigation. So the story itself was really building momentum. The government reaction was no reaction. And this, I believe, was a very careful strategy, because nobody was going to believe the government if they came out and said, we didn't do it. The proof was fairly overwhelming, since we had all these government documents showing that it had happened. So what happened was they let the so-called liberal press speak for them. And they had the national security reporters at the Washington Post, who coincidentally used to work for the CIA, write story and saying, it doesn't mean anything. It was a distraction from what the story said, and it became sort of a media war between the Mercury News, which stood behind the story at that point, and the rest of the establishment media, who wanted us to back away from it. And part of that reason was because these major newspapers had written about this issue back in the 1980s, but had written about it very dismissively, as if this is nonsense, it doesn't happen, it never happened. And then 10 years later, we came back with documentation showing that it was absolutely true, and that it was worse than it was. We had gotten a story out around them, and we had gotten it out in a big way that they couldn't control, and that was through the internet. And I think a lot of this was directed to the Mercury News to say, we don't care what documentation you have, we don't care what kind of story you got, we set the national news agenda, and if we don't like your story, we will kill your story regardless of its truth. The media rejoiced when this came out because it meant they had won. They had forced a newspaper to back away from a story that was true simply because of this barrage of criticism, of mindless criticism essentially, that really took its toll on the editors of the newspaper. And they were being seen as sort of outcasts from the club. And I think they made a political decision that it was better in the long run to take a dive on this story and get back in the good graces of the rest of the media. It was essentially a war between my editors and myself, because I wouldn't apologize for the story or back away from the story, and fought them on it publicly. And so they transferred me to a bureau that was 140 miles from where I lived, and I called in sick a lot. One of the things I'm proudest of in regards to that story is the website that the Mercury News set up, because it really was the first time that a newspaper brought its readers not only into the interior of the paper, but into the reporters' notebooks. You know, this was a story that, as I told my editors, had a very high unbelievability factor built into it. A lot of people were going to say, this can't be true. And this story became a sensation because of the website, not because of the story, but because people could get to it. And they could never have gotten to it before, because the San Jose Mercury News is a small regional newspaper in Northern California. that you couldn't read if you lived in New York, or you couldn't read if you lived in L.A. But this story you could read anywhere in the world and see all of our documentation. So it became, and we did this on purpose, to make it very hard to knock down, to make it very difficult for people to say this didn't happen. But they said it didn't happen anyway.
Yes, they rob I, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident: radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
We got about 90% of that Gary Webb tribute aired. I might air it tomorrow in the first hour again. He believed he really shot himself twice in the head with a 38 special. You really believe that? You believe any of the propaganda coming out of people that are saying, oh yes, he committed suicide? It's amazing. That sounds like a guy who's going to commit suicide to you. And I remember I interviewed Gary Webb a couple times, 3 or 4 years ago, and it was a few months ago. I was thinking about, man, I need to interview Gary Webb again, and I didn't. Then I remember one time, for some reason, he called me. about 3 years ago, and the disc is somewhere in the piles of stuff I've got. People have mailed me. I meant to create a website and do it, just never got to it. He said, you know, we have the San Jose Mercury News website, and they took it down. Here's these discs, and I'd like you to create a website, Alex, and put it up. And I never did it. It was all the documents and all the eyewitness reports and the court stuff. It was important. I've got like two storage rooms full of just videos and documents and everything else. I need to go dig that out. It'd be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But I think he got that stuff on a website. I'm not sure which one it is. I should find that. But I've heard it's out there, so that's good. But here's this next clip. This is Kansas City News talking about depleted uranium. Is it causing deaths? Here it is.
A soldier survives Iraq but dies of a mysterious illness his family suspects the government is hiding. NBC Action News reporter Ron Mott is live with the story you'll see only on NBC Action News. Ron?
Elizabeth, it's a complaint heard all over the country that soldiers are being poisoned by their own ammo. They, of course, are made to kill the enemy, but as one Raytown family says, they've turned into unfriendly fire.
You know, they come out 5 minutes and said, he's gone.
For nearly a year and a half, Dwayne Garten worried that his son might return from Iraq in a body bag.
This is worse than if he'd got killed over, really.
Instead, decorated 35-year-old Army Sergeant Clay Garten spent an agonizing 3 weeks dying in his parents' Raytown home and at the VA hospital, eventually losing the fight the day after Christmas.
35 years, I had no boy. He went through 16 months of hell and he come back and they didn't do nothing for him. That's what I don't understand, why they couldn't do something for him.
This is Seth, and this is Mr. Gage.
A father of three, Clay Garten's family believes the Army medic is every bit a casualty of war as those who die on the front lines, after they say he became exposed to depleted uranium dust used in some U.S. ammunition. The government contends the health risks are low.
I think they know exactly what's going on. I think these troops over there are all in danger of this stuff.
The family says Garten lost 30 pounds before he died, starting with a debilitating back spasm earlier this month that was followed by a series of high fevers reaching 106 degrees.
It was hard to watch my son from such a big, strong, intelligent man to turn into a small person.
Meanwhile, a grieving father mourns his lost fishing and hunting buddy.
That's the only way I can remember him. I don't want to remember this. It's too painful. If you're in my body right now, you know how hard it hurts.
A memorial fund has been set up in Clay Garten's name to benefit his three kids. For more information, call the Bank of America Raytown branch at 816-979-6292. And the family did have tissue samples taken from Clay Garten's body, hoping that they will lead to some concrete answers.
Folks, the head scientist, the head of the Pentagon's DU program, is deathly ill from it. Most of his team has died. Their training manuals, as early as 86, say you breathe it from the heavy metal alone, it's going to kill you. Not to mention the 2 grams of radiation that the New York Daily News found in everyone they tested who had radiation sickness. So there's your New World Order for you. That's how you support the troops, is not caring about them, not giving them treatment. And they do the same thing for the vets. The older vets with other problems. The New World Order doesn't care about you. See you back tonight, back tomorrow. Hello, folks.